Thereafter, when he desired to move from one body to another, the navel and the air of departure and death were combinedly created. The navel is the shelter for both, namely death and the separating force. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The pranavayu continues the life, and the apanavayu stops the living force. Both the vibrations are generated from the abdominal hole, the navel. This navel is the joint from one body to another. Lord Brahma was born of the abdominal hole of Garbhadakshay Vishnu as a separate body. And the same principle is followed even in the birth of any ordinary body. The body of the child develops from the body of the mother, and when the child is separated from the body of the mother, it is separated by cutting the navel joint. And that is the way the Supreme Lord manifested himself as separated many. The living entities are therefore separated parts, and thus they have no independence. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Nena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitana Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashachade Shitarane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So in an interesting verse, this section of Bhagavatam is describing how the Purusha, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, is creating. And at the beginning of this section, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Krishna is completely independent. And in order to, and all of his expansions, they are also completely independent. And so this section is to demonstrate how Garbhadakshay Vishnu is also completely independent in his creating. How he creates this world independently, although he's not different from Krishna. So this is, it's interesting, all this section describes the Lord desired, and then the various elements of the creation came about. How this happens, actually, scientifically, I couldn't say, but we kind of get the idea that Everything is coming from, in this case, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, this whole creation. And he's putting together all the different elements of this world that we live in, all of the different things that make up this world we live in. And it says here that he desired, of course, because nothing can happen without his desire. But he isn't personally desiring to create this material world. This isn't his personal desire. The material world is created for us, for us to have a little playground and be separate from Krishna, and somehow or other see how it works, trying to enjoy separately from Krishna. How's it working out? So, and it's really interesting. Even this in the material world, or in the spiritual world, Krishna has a father and mother, and there's all these different relationships, but there's no birth and death. But the relationships are all there because these are the different rasas, the different experience, different types of exchanges you can have with people, this Sakya Ras and Vatsalya Ras. So, but in the material world, he actually has to create this situation where one living being apparently gives birth to another. Isn't that amazing? That we're seed is injected into the womb of the mother, and then gradually this comes out, and then it's cut. So this is described here, how he wants to move from one body to another. So in this way, the souls in this material world can be fathers and mothers. Sometimes I think, especially when my kids hit their teenage years, I was thinking that we all have to be fathers and mothers, unless you're a very fortunate, advanced soul. Many of us have to be fathers and mothers so we know what Krishna feels like. Actually, no child can know how much their parents do for them. It's just, you can't know it until you have your own children. And then you go, oh my God, my parents did this for me. So this is the material world, and this is part of the nature of this world, is that we can give birth to other living beings, and there's a system of this navel joint, and it's being cut. And then the other, apparently we have another living entity. Actually, and we think this is there's this relationship, right? I remember a friend of mine, Ananga Manjari. Do you know Ananga Manjari? Anyway, wonderful devotee. She was saying how before she had her first child, she just didn't think that she could be really motherly enough, you know. And then, but when the child came out, all the hormones kicked in. It was like, goo, goo, ga, ga. The whole rasa manifested. So in this way, we get to, enjoy these material relationships and, you know, have this kind of exchange, which is actually going on originally between Krishna and his parents and so on. And it's also interesting, along with this navel hole, there's also death. Because when there's birth, there's death. Everything in this material world has a beginning and then it has an end. So these are both the things of this material world. And so Krishna's making this elaborate arrangement for us in so many different ways. Just see how Krishna's kind. He's arranging so many different features of the material world so we can kind of have an enjoyment similar to what's going on in the spiritual world. Although we're not having that relationship with him, we're trying to have it with other jiva souls. And at some point we get frustrated and want to leave this place. But we can see what a wonderful arrangement he has made. So this is the kindness of the Lord in his form as Garbhadakshay Vishnu. And the Lord also appears in this material world as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I was thinking, Garbhadakshay Vishnu's, you know, this, he's existing, or he's taking on this form just to serve the living entities, really. Of course, it's his pastime also, but in one sense, it's just to serve the living entities. But when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he did so also with his own desire. He's a unique avatar in that way, is that he's coming to deliver the Yuga Dharma and so on, but he's also coming with his own personal agenda, his personal desire, which is very sweet because he shares that with us. He shares something that no other avatar shares, which is his special kind of love and his wanting to experience the love of Srimati Radharani. So this is a very special appearance of Lord Chaitanya. And he's not only giving us, you know, he's not, in this feature, he's not giving us facility to enjoy the material world or to try to exist here somehow or other, but he's giving us the option to leave this world in a very, very wonderful way. He's brings with him his own holy name, especially in this feature of Lord Chaitanya. He's bringing the holy name in a very, very sweet and special way. It's filled it's filled with prema in this Kali Yuga. I've heard in other Kali Yugas, there's an incarnation called Gaura Narayan. Is that correct? And he also teaches Yuga Dharma, and there's the chanting of the holy name. But in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya is bringing the holy name filled with prema, filled with braj prema. There's a beautiful description in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where it says that he made a garland, right, of the holy name and prema. He strung a garland of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and prema, and with that garland, with that lovely garland, he garlanded the world. So this is the special feature of Lord Chaitanya. So by his grace, we have this most special Maha Mantra, this most wonderful Maha Mantra, and we're going to spend this weekend spending a lot of time with the Maha Mantra, more than usual, I guess. But actually, it's our life is to try to understand Krishna through his holy name. He's made himself available to us through his holy name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes a lot about Lord Chaitanya and the holy name, and there's a very beautiful song. Actually, because this song is sung at when the sun rises, very rarely do we get to sing it with the devotees, at least myself. I don't know, do you sing it here much? Do you sing it here? No. Of course, it's not sunrise. I guess if it were in the middle of winter, it would be sunrise now, right?
Later.
Yeah. It'd be before sunrise. Now sunrise is what? Mangalartik time, right? So, but anyway, it's still morning, right? We're good. We haven't violated anything too horrible. So I thought I'd take advantage of this time with you to sing this beautiful song. And we can maybe say something a little bit about it, try to dive into it a little deeper. It's actually a very, very powerful song. see what Lord Chaitanya and Bhaktivinoda Thakur have to tell us. So this is Udilo Arana. Udilo Arana Purvabhage Dvijamani Gora Amani Jake. So Udilo Arana means, Udilo is rising, and Arana means redness. So this time, you know, when the sun hasn't quite risen, but it's just red, the light is, this is a beautiful picture he's painting here. So the sun, it hasn't yet risen, but the sky is reddish. And it's on the eastern horizon. Oops. See if we can get this to work here. So when that happens, Dvijamani, the jewel of the twice born, Gora, Lord Chaitanya, he awakens. So when just at this time he awakens, Bhagata Samhua Loya Sati, and he takes all of his devotees with him. He goes and grabs everybody, and they go out. Bhagata. Gela Nagar Vraje, and they wander around the village. Maybe you could try this around Lechmore Heath one morning, see how it works out. Anyway, so what did they do? They're not quiet, I can tell you that. So, tatai, tatai, bajala kol. So the mridangas are playing and they make this sound, tatai, tatai. I couldn't find it, but there's actually, you probably know, right? There's mantras, you know, that describe all that. When the mridanga is being played, it's actually speaking in the kirtan, and there's these things about what it's saying. And as far as I remember, it's like a little aggressive, right? The mridanga is speaking a little aggressively, like against the materialists and the demons, fie unto them. If you don't care about Krishna, fie unto them. Right? There's mantras like that. So, tatai, tatai, bajalako, gana gana, tari janjara ro. And these, I think it's whompers, right? What we call whompers, these big symbols, are playing in time. And Lord Chaitanya, premi dala dala sonara anga, his beautiful golden form is trembling. Although he's with the devotees, but his form is trembling. Imagine this, Lord Chaitanya, tall Lord Chaitanya, and he's trembling out of prema. Charani nupura bhaje, and his foot bells jingle. Be nice to hear the foot bells of Lord Chaitanya one day, huh? So, then he says, bole, bolena bolare vadanabari. So he's actually speaking in this kirtan, he's speaking to the town people, the people of the village, and he says, miche nida bashe. You spend your nights, gelo re rate, you spend your nights actually controlled by sleep, just by uselessly, under the spell, or under the control of sleep, and divasasarira saje, and your days decorating your bodies. So he says, just fill your mouths, bolena bolare vadanabodhi, just fill your mouths with the holy name. Chanting, Mukunda Madhava Yadava and Hari. Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari. Bolena Bolore Vadana Bori. So, Lord Chaitanya is in this kirtan, he's calling out. E manadurla bhamanava deho, paiyaki kura bhavana keho. You have achieved this rare, this durlabha manava, this manava, this birth as a human being. It's very rare. It's like in this room, for instance, there's how many human beings? I don't know, 30 or so maybe. How many microbes are there? billions maybe. So humans are rare, although they make up for their rareness by destroying the planet right now. But anyway, very rare, this human form of birth. Paiyaki korabhava nikeho. But he says, yeah, I like this. Kikoro, what are you doing? You've got a human body. You've got a chance now to chant the holy name. What are you doing? Kikoro. You haven't thought about it at all, what this life is about. Na bhajile yashoda sutta charane pobi divilaje. You have not worshipped the son of Mother Yashoda, Krishna. And he says, and you will actually fall down in shame. Laje means shame. That to have wasted this human form of life, not worshiping Krishna. Udita tapana hoile asta. The sun is rising, right? Just like the sun's waking up, so Lord Chaitanya is waking us up also in the same way. As the sun rises, he's saying, you rise. Get up. Udita tapana hoile asta. As the sun rises and it sets, it rises and it sets. Its life is going on, and another day passes and is lost. So he says, Tabe kino ebe alas hoy, na bhaja hridoy raje. Why do you remain idle and not worship the Lord of the heart? Actually, that's a beautiful expression, na bhaja hridoy raje. The Lord is here. He goes with us everywhere. He's gone with us through millions of births. We don't know how many. He's right here. So we can always worship him. We can always turn to him. It's like in Gita, Krishna says that I'm in your heart, a super soul. So, surrender to him utterly. Krishna's not far away. We can always take shelter of him. Jivana anitya, janahasara. This is a beautiful line also. Jivana anitya. This life that we have is anitya. It's temporary. It doesn't last long. Yeah. Especially as you get older, you think, where'd it go? It seems like yesterday I was a little child. Now I've got this. How did that happen? So, jivana anitya. And he says, janahasara, just try to understand this essential fact. This fact it's so obvious, and why? But it's essential, and it's overlooked that this life is temporary. Shishirara Gokulananda. So this life is temporary. So just try to understand this. And understanding this, what should you do? Nama Shraya Kori Jatana Tumi. Take shelter of the holy name. Nama Shraya. Take shelter of the holy name as your only business, I think it's translated, as your eternal occupation. Taka Apana Kaje. So, jivara kalyana sadhana kam. It's like kalyana sadhana kam. Desiring to bless us. Isn't that nice? Krishna desires to bless us. So kind. He desires to bless us. And what does he do? Jagate ase e madhuranam. He appears in this world as his holy name. Kali kale namarupe Krishna avatar. Krishna appears as his holy name, desiring to bless us. That's the only reason that we're so fortunate to have this holy name. Avidya tirana dhapana rupi, hridgagane viraje. This is also this destroying the darkness of ignorance. And this is so nice. Hridgagane viraje, the sky of the heart. Actually, there's a sense. Normally, in material life, our heart shrinks. We have all of these different material, distressing emotions, and our heart shrinks, and we have a sense of kind of living in our mind, and it's very closed off. But the more we actually take shelter of spiritual life and hear transcendental vibration, we feel that our heart opens up, and it's actually like the sky. It's unlimited. There's this space inside of us which is unlimited, isn't it? It's actually unlimited. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is blessing us. It's in the sky of your heart, may the sun of the holy name rise and shine. That's a beautiful image. I'll just read that. Desiring to bless all souls, the sweet name of Krishna has descended to the material world and now shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of ignorance. Krishna Nam Shuddha Koryapan. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's blessings on us. He's saying, just drink the nectar of the holy name. Drink this nectar of the pure holy name. Krishna Nam Shuddha Koryapan. And by doing that, you will satisfy the soul of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Judeo Bhakti Vinoda Pran. You will satisfy the soul of Bhaktivinoda Thakur if you just chant the holy name. This is the nature of great souls like this, is their pleasure is to see us chant Hare Krishna. Nama bina kichu nahi ko ar chodha bhuvana maje. There's nothing but the name to be had in the 14 worlds. There's, everything is illusion. Actually, another place Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there's only two real things in the material world. Everything else is illusory, temporary, phantasmagoria. There's two real things, the jiva, conscious living entities, and the holy name. These are the real things. So he says that here also. How are we doing? Okay. Okay. Then he says, you all know this one, I'm sure, jeev jago, gaura chandra bole. Lord Chaitanya is calling out living entities, oh jivas, wake up, wake up, wake up. How long will you sleep on the maya pishachira, on the lap of the witch called maya? Actually, we're sleeping in illusion. This is conditioned souls, we're sleeping in illusion. So he's calling to us to wake up to our real life, to our blissful life. Bhojiba bolia eshe samsara bitore. This is, in the Bhagavatam, it's mentioned that when the soul gets a human birth and they're in the womb, if they're fortunate, I don't know if it happens every time, but at least when they're fortunate, it's mentioned that they actually pray to the Lord. Within that uncomfortable position, the soul with folded hands prays to the Lord, and he actually gets a glimpse of the Lord in that situation. He gets to glimpse the Lord. So this is coming in into this material world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes another song about this. He says, but you know, I said, this time, my Lord, I won't forget you. But I took birth, and my mother and father are there, and they're all patting me on the head, and, oh, you're so cute. And I thought, okay, life's nice. And then I forgot you again. Another birth went by, and I forgot you. So he's referencing this here, too. Bhojiba bolia eshe samsara bitare. I came, you soul, don't you remember? You came into this world saying that I will worship you. Bhojibo, I will certainly worship you, but you've remained covered by ignorance and you've forgotten this. So, tumare loite ame hoi nu avatar. But I've come as an avatar just to save you. Ami bina bandhu. This is a nice word. Ami bina bandhu. Other than me, I'm your friend. Tumare, who else can be your friend except for Lord Chaitanya. And I've come just for you, just to save you. Eneche aushadi maya. This aushadi is medicine, right? So we've got the medicine which will cure this maya, this illusion. And so what is that medicine that will cure this illusion? Harinama Mahamantra, lo tumi magi. So please take this Mahamantra. I brought it just for you. Bhakti Vinod, Prabhu Charane Puriya, Se Harinama Mantra, lo ilo magiya. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that I'm falling down at the Lord's lotus feet to receive this Maha Mantra. Jai. So are we good? Everybody's still alive? Still with us? So we can sing this song? Is that okay? Thank you so much for your association.